Welcome to Celebrity Jeopardy! Rock and Roll Edition, where some of today's biggest music stars compete for their favorite charities. Let's meet the contestants. Dave Matthews of Dave Matthews Band. Dave, welcome to the show.
I am glad to be here.
Fantastic. Next up, Icelandic sensation Bjork.
Sometimes when I look at my veins and my hands, they remind me of these two snakes that laugh.
Beautiful. And our final contestant on Celebrity Rock and Roll Jeopardy, Sean Connery.
We meet again, you logger-headed, tickle-brained pumpkin. I cut an album of filthy limericks just so I'd be eligible. There once was a man named Trebek who had the world's tiniest...
Enough! Okay. Yes. Let's just get this over with. Here are the categories. They are potent potables, countries between Mexico and Canada, members of Simon and Garfunkel, I have a Chardonnay. If you choose this category, you automatically get the points and I get to have a glass of wine. Things you do with a pencil sharpener, tie your shoe, and finally, toast. Mr. Connery, you select first.
Wow, that's a nice jacket you're wearing, Trebek.
Well, thank you.
Is that wool? It must have been expensive.
Well, no, actually, it was quite reasonable.
Oh, really? Oh, that's... Where did you get it?
This place called Stearns, down on 14th.
Stearns? Yeah, well, I'll have to check it out.
Well, you should ask for Gary and tell him I sent you.
Well, I'll do that. That sure is a nice jacket. One more question.
What is it, Sean?
Do they make them for men?
Let's go with toast for $600. And the answer is, this is the thing that becomes toast. Dave Matthews.
What?
Did you ring in?
I did it. Guilty as charged.
Do you have an answer?
No. No, I don't.
Bjork, this is the only thing that becomes toast.
Everything is music. When I go home, I throw knickers into the oven and it's music. Crash, boom, bang! Chicken, ba, cha, cha.
Wow. The answer, of course, was bread. Let's go to members of Simon and Garfunkel for 200. Of Simon and Garfunkel, the one that is not Garfunkel. Bjork.
Sometimes when I am putting oranges in a circle, I think of my thoughts and they make me laugh. No?
Are you Icelandic or retarded? Sean Connery.
Can you repeat the question?
Of Simon and Garfunkel, the one that is not Garfunkel.
I Garfunkeled your mother.
Come on. Please. Dave Matthews.
He wakes up in the morning.
Wrong.
Oh, sorry. What is...
He wakes up in the morning.
Bjork.
This buzzer is musical. Everything is musical. Buzzer, buzzer, knock, knock, slam, 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 you, chim, ba, gun, chim.
And shut it. Mr. Connor, are you still your board?
I'll take I have a hard on for 600.
I don't believe this. Where did you get that magic marker? We frisked you in on the way in here.
I didn't have it in my pocket.
Oh, that's disgusting. Please.
I bet if you frisked me, you would have found it.
All right. That's enough.
Because
that's enough.
I was keeping it in my butt.
Okay. We get it. We got it. Loud and clear, Sean. We get it. It's time for Final Jeopardy.
And so this was the Final Jeopardy. And what a ride it has been, from Burt Reynolds to Minnie Driver. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, those celebrities did not know the right answer to any of your questions.
No, they did not. They were very stupid.
Well, you got that right.
Well, two Trebeks. I feel like I'm in a Raisin Bran commercial. Two scoops of fruit.
Back off, Connery. I don't have to take that from you.
I guess it's true. Old married couples do start to look alike.
Okay, please. From all of us to all of you, good night.
Good night.
What I said was wrong. Ever it may rain. answer. You asked for the truth and I told you. Through their own words, they will be exposed. They got a solid case of the Emperor's new clothes.
Spend it?
I have a paycheck due this week. And
you're a month late again. Again?
I promise, as soon as I...
If promises were crackers, my daughter would be fat.
I'm really sorry, Mr. Dickovich. You know, all I got is this 20 to the rest of the week.
Sorry doesn't pay the rent. And don't try to sneak past me. I have ears like a cat and eyes like a rodent.
Thanks, Mr. Dickovich.
Hi, Pete.
Doctor, Mr. Osborne's here.
Nobel Prize, Otto, Nobel Prize. We'll all be rich.
Yeah, it's not about the prizes, Harry.
But you need money. You need Oscorp.
Who do we have here?
This is my good friend I called you about. The guy who got me through high school science.
Peter Parker, sir.
Parker?
I'm writing a paper on you for...
Yes, I know what you're doing here, but I really don't have time to talk to students right now. But Oscorp pays the bills, so...
That's right. That's why I have to take off, board meeting. But my job is done here. Got you two geniuses together. Good luck tomorrow, Otto.
Nobel Prize. We'll see you in Sweden.
Interesting fellow, your friend.
Well, I won't take much of your time.
Parker, now I remember you. You're Connor's student. Tells me you're brilliant. He also tells me you're lazy.
I'm trying to do better.
Well, being brilliant's not enough, young man. You have to work hard. Intelligence is not a privilege, it's a gift. and you use it for the good of mankind. You want to try it back
there? So, is that it?
Yes. My design to initiate and sustain fusion.
Well, I understand you use harmonics of atomic frequencies.
Sympathetic frequencies.
Harmonic reinforcement?
Go on.
An exponential increase in energy output.
A huge amount of energy. Like a perpetual sun providing renewable power for the whole world.
Are you sure you could stabilize the fusion reaction?
Peter, what have we been talking about for the last hour and a half? This is my life's work. I certainly know the consequences of the slightest miscalculation.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to question you.
Rosie, our new friend thinks I'm gonna blow up the city. You can sleep soundly tonight.
Otto's done his homework. Come to the demonstration tomorrow and you'll see for yourself. You need to sleep soundly tonight, Otto.
Did Edison sleep before he turned on the light? Did Marconi sleep before he turned on the radio? Did Beethoven sleep before he wrote the fifth?
Did Bernoulli sleep before he found the curves of quickest descent?
Oh, Rosie, I love this boy.
Peter, tell us about yourself. Do you have a girlfriend?
Well, I don't really know.
Well, shouldn't you know? Who would know?
Well, leave him alone. Maybe it's a secret love.
Love should never be a secret. If you keep something as complicated as love stored up inside, it can make you sick. I finally got lucky in love.
We both did. But it's hardly perfect. You have to work at it. I met him on the college steps and I knew it wasn't going to be easy. He was studying science, and I was studying English literature.
That's right. I was trying to explain the theory of relativity.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosie was trying to explain T.S. Eliot. I still don't understand what he was talking about.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. T.S. Eliot is more complicated than advanced science. But if you want to get a woman to fall in love with you, feed her poetry.
Poetry?
Never fails.
From the land. from me.
I have the child. Allow me to take you, or he will die in your place. Your disbelief destroyed the faith of my congregation. Without them, I am nothing. So I was obliged to come. And now, I must kill you. Your death will be a tale to frighten children, to make lovers cling closer in their rapture. Come with me and be immortal.
Long time ago, and even now in my arms, you still won't hear my name. But darling, this time let your memories die. When you hold me tonight, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes, let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go. Find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Maybe I been a fool, holding on all this time. Lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday that you'll see the light. Let it be me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go. You'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. And don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your eyes.
Get off my ass.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating the joint for traps, taking my telephone for taps. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that move that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, met a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and bail down quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry-free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt, so I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie, my mind is playing tricks on me.
the following contest, scheduled for one fall, is for the World Heavyweight Championship. Approaching the ring, it's the challenger from Detroit, Michigan, weighing 275 pounds, Big Papa Pump, Scott Steiner.
Well, King Scott Steiner became the number one contender by defeating Chris Jericho 3 weeks ago. But I'll tell you what, Scott Steiner's been waiting for this night since 1 month ago at the Royal Rumble.
And so I have a lot of fans, 16,125 people here tonight. They're hollering because they can hear you, Big Papa Pump. Wow, look at that. He's got muscles in places most people don't even have places. Have you ever in your life seen arms like those?
Intimidating, to say the least. Few people, King. Few people get a second chance. That's exactly what Scott Steiner has earned here tonight. A matchup that the game, quite frankly, did not want to happen.
Well, that was obvious at the Royal Rumble. I was there. I saw what happened. Triple H did everything. Speaking of the devil.
Feather clouds cry of it.
I built this kingdom up from nothing. When I started here, all I was a swamp. Well, the king said I was daft to build a castle on a swamp. But I built it all the same, just to show them. It sank into the swamp. So, I built a second one. That sank into the swamp. So I built a third one. That burned down, fell over, then sank into the swamp. But the fourth one stayed up. And that's what you're going to get, lad. The strongest castle in these isles.
earth could that be?
I'll go and see. Yes? Who is it?
Excuse me, missus. Can you please help? There's been a terrible accident. My friend's in the middle of the road, bleeding to death. Can I please use your telephone for an ambulance?
I'm sorry, but we don't have a telephone. You'll have to go somewhere else.
But, missus, it's a matter of life and death.
Who is it, dear?
There's a young man here. He says there's been an accident. He wants to use the telephone.
Well, I suppose you better let him in.
Well, wait a minute, will you? I'm sorry, but we don't usually let strangers in.
Right, Pete, check the rest of the house. Ten. Glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. Sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. I'm with the rain, I have a smile on my face.
said she's scared of me. I mean, I don't see what she sees, but maybe it's 'cause I'm wearing your cologne.
Story, but not from Norman. I got it from his mother. Norman Bates no longer exists. He only half existed to begin with. And now, the other half has taken over. Probably for all time.
Did he kill my sister?
Yes. And no.
Well, now, look, if you're trying to lay some psychiatric groundwork for some sort of plea, this fellow would like to cop it, isn't it?
A psychiatrist doesn't lay the groundwork. He merely tries to explain it.
But my sister is...
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry. The private investigator, too. If you drag that swamp somewhere in the vicinity of the motel, you'll... have you any unsolved missing persons cases on your books?
Yes, two.
Young girls.
Did he confess to...
Like I said, the mother. Now, to understand it the way I understood it, hearing it from the mother, that is, from the mother half of Norman's mind, you have to go back 10 years to the time when Norman murdered his mother and her lover. Now, he was already dangerously disturbed. Had been ever since his father died. His mother was a clinging, demanding woman. And for years, the two of them lived as if there was no one else in the world. Then she met a man. And it seemed to Norman that she threw him over for this man. Now that pushed him over the line and he killed them both. Matricide is probably the most unbearable crime of all. Most unbearable to the son who commits it. So he had to erase the crime, at least in his own mind. He stole her corpse. A weighted coffin was buried. He hid the body in the fruit cellar. Even treated it to keep it as well as it would keep. And that still wasn't enough. She was there. But she was a corpse. So he began to think and speak for her. Give her half his life, so to speak. At times, he could be both personalities, carry on conversations. At other times, the mother half took over completely. Now, he was never all Norman. But he was often only mother. And because he was so pathologically jealous of her, he assumed that she was as jealous of him. Therefore, if he felt a strong attraction to any other woman, the mother's side of him would go wild. When he met your sister, he was touched by her, aroused by her. He wanted her. That set off the jealous mother, and mother killed the girl. Now, after the murder, Norman returned as if from a deep sleep. And like a dutiful son, covered up all traces of the crime he was convinced his mother had committed.
Why was he dressed like that?
He's a transvestite.
Not exactly. A man who dresses in women's clothing in order to achieve a sexual change or satisfaction is a transvestite. But in Norman's case, he was simply doing everything possible to keep alive the illusion of his mother being alive. And when reality came too close, when danger or desire threatened that illusion, he'd dress up, even to a cheap wig he bought. He'd walk about the house, sit in her chair, speak in her voice. He tried to be his mother. And now he is. Now, that's what I meant when I said I got the story from the mother. You see, when the mind houses two personalities, There's always a conflict, a battle. In Norman's case, the battle is over. And the dominant personality has won.
And the $40,000? Who got that?
The swamp. These were crimes of passion, not profit.